Since it started 7 years ago in Renville County, the Valatco Cooperative, a high-tech hog farm, has seen remarkable growth. Annual sales of $23 million, 130 farmer members, 65 full-time employees. The company is a major addition to a county worried about economic decline. But that growth has a price. Neighbors say Valatco's barns and manure lagoons stink.
This, to me, smells like pigs, you know, the coming off the fans, but up further it smelled like a backed-up sewer.
Walking on a gravel road, Julie Jansen uses a hydrogen sulfide analyzer to measure emissions from a nearby Valatco site. The readings vary dramatically, depending on where she stands. After several tries, she finds the heart of the bad air streaming from hog barns and manure lagoons.
25. And that's enough to gag a maggot, and it's 5 parts below the legal limits.
Jansen lives a little more than a mile from two Valatco sites and says when the wind blows her way, feedlot gases make her home practically unlivable. To back up her claim, she and friends bought the air analyzer 2 years ago. They routinely found hydrogen sulfide levels which violate state standards. Those findings were a major reason the legislature and the MPCA decided to act on feedlot air quality questions. She applauds the MPCA's conclusion that Valatco violated state air pollution laws, but wonders when the air in her home will improve.
We had a meeting with the MPCA, and I said, you know, until you actually do something, I'm not going to believe you will do anything. You know, for 3 years, you have just been doing as little as you could. You know, in my opinion, these things should be shut down.
It's not likely any feedlot will ever be shut down. MPCA Air Quality Division Manager Mike Sandusky says that ultimate regulatory tool can only be used in a few cases.
There is a statute that stipulates that we have the authority to have a facility cease and desist, but it's only under the circumstances of imminent threat to the public health.
Julie Jansen says feedlot emissions cause an assortment of medical problems, headaches, sore throats, nausea. But state health officials say hydrogen sulfide levels near feedlots are a concern, but not an immediate health threat. State law gives the MPCA leeway in dealing with problem feedlots, saying only the agency must take appropriate actions necessary to ensure compliance. No timelines are recommended or required. The MPCA's Sandusky says the agency will move with all due speed to bring Valatco into compliance. He says the agency and the hog company will negotiate an agreement to solve the air quality problem.
There's a schedule of compliance that's part of that agreement with specific dates for corrective actions. Those dates and that schedule will be tied to stipulated penalties for failure to meet the corrective action dates. So the company will have every reason to try to meet the corrective actions that are set forth in that agreement.
The president of Valatco says he'll bring the company into compliance as quickly as he can. Bill O'Hare says there are several possible solutions, including use of bacteria to reduce hydrogen sulfide levels or placing a new lid over the manure lagoon. The company has already spent $250,000 on the problem. That cost, along with the threat of a fine for violating state air standards, could undermine Valatco's financial well-being. All of this comes at a time when the price for hogs is less than it costs to produce them. Still, O'Hare is confident.
Our 130 family farmers have money and lots of money in this company, and they believe in what we're doing, and we're really moving forward. Unfortunately, we've got bad hog prices and a violation from MPCA, but we'll get through it. It'll be good for our company.
Julie Jansen and her air analyzer will keep a close eye on Valatco. She's been in this fight 3 years and says she's been shunned, called names, and nearly run over by people angry with her feedlot campaign. She remembers one incident when she took DFL governor candidate Mark Dayton on a feedlot tour. An angry farmer came up to them and told Dayton what he thought of Jansen.
He was calling me a lying dick constantly. He started yelling and screaming at me and said the only problem Renville County had with their feedlots was me. I was the problem, and that I should go home and take care of my kids and mind my own business.
She says Valadco's hydrogen sulfide violation validates what she's been saying for years.
I went to town yesterday and I had about 50 people wave to me that had probably looked down at the sidewalk and pretended they didn't see me for 3 years. You know, it's just nice to be able to say, I told you so.
Feedlot opponents like Jansen say the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency seems to be more interested in making sure livestock companies stay in business than they are in protecting citizens from pollution. The MPCA's Mike Sandusky says that feeling comes from public confusion over what a regulatory agency does. He says the MPCA's job is to correct problems in a way that will survive legal challenges and satisfy the public's desire for action.
Our most desperate wish is to be able to solve these people's problems. It's a very confounding issue for us. It causes us a lot of consternation, but we want to do the right thing for everyone.
The MPCA will have many chances to prove that. There are at least 60 air pollution complaints on file against specific feedlots in Minnesota. For each complaint, state law requires an investigation to determine if the air violates state standards. This is Mark Stile, Main Street Radio.